WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Symphony that's live. Shane Jack and Shane Jack and Shane Jack and Shane. But I'm here in my mold. I am here in my mold. But I'm a million different people from one day to the next. I can't change my mold. No, 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 no.
1057 CFW. Remember this one? For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Anyway.
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app, look for CFW, and stream us anywhere, anytime. CFW.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant, in a
West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
A hard or soft option.
In a Western town, a dead end world. The Eastern boys and Western girls. In a Western town, a dead end world. The Eastern boys and Western girls.
West End girls. West End.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt. Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a law in March prohibiting voters from receiving assistance in filling out or delivering their absentee ballots. October 11th, a federal appeals court upheld a stay of that law for at least the 2024 election. September 26th, Chief U.S. District Court Judge R. David Proctor stayed portions of Senate Bill 1. Proctor wrote in his opinion that the NAACP demonstrated that the law interferes with blind, disabled, or illiterate voters from choosing who may assist them in the voting process, as allowed in Section 208 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. SB 1 only allows close members or cohabitants to assist a voter in requesting, filling out, or returning an absentee ballot, and stop the get-out-the-vote work of democracy and civil rights groups. Section 208 states, any voter who requires assistance to vote by reason of blindness, disability, or inability to read or write may be given assistance by a person of the voter's choice other than the voter's employer or agent of that employer or officer or agent of the voter's union. The decision is in effect for the 2024 election. Pro-voter groups had also argued the law's vague language violated freedoms of speech and association and interfered with the 14th Amendment's due process protections. Judge Proctor rejected those claims. We've linked the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is in Wisconsin today. Walz will appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin Thursday with stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. No details have been announced about any of those stops coming up on Thursday. The November election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Western Wisconsin farmers are trying to give away tens of thousands of chickens after an Iowa poultry company's bankruptcy filing was dismissed by a court. Four Western Wisconsin farms, as well as locations in Minnesota and Iowa, were left on the hook for feeding chickens without any money arriving to help them out. One farm posted that they would personally be losing over $100,000. In Iowa, an emergency order was issued to help out farmers, but so far, no such action has been taken in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Shit is so lonely with you, with the bird.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
poker face, poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little game.